embodied. Weil Gott mehr mit deinen Zehen zu tun hat, als du denkst. RevLab. So for this time that we sit together, those 45 to 50 minutes, see if your seat is really comfortable. Like, does your body really agree with the seat that you chose? And then go ahead and make any adjustments that make your body even more comfortable. So that we get that felt sense of maximum comfort in the body, which I find to be crucial to then go further towards silence and stillness. So maybe there's a pillow that you would like behind your back. Maybe you want to take off your shoes. Depending on where you are while you listen to this. And know that you don't need to remove yourself from the world to follow those pointers. You can do it wherever you are. And then for a moment, see where your awareness is right now. And it might be helpful to think of it as if it was a stage light that is so used to point towards the stage. Like what's going on there. So that it's really hard to move awareness because we're so used to following the play on the stage, which in that image is a thought stream. But in yoga, in all its forms, we're practicing to make that stage light a bit more flexible so that we can see what's going on in the theater as well, the body, and then further into the moment. And then whatever is going on right now, whatever's captivating awareness, let's put that aside for a moment as if we could take a photo of it so that it is seen and we don't have to push it away. But we can say, okay, I might come back to that later. And then bring your awareness into your feet. Like whatever your feet are touching, sense it. Like, what's the sensation in my heels? What are they touching? How are they touching the floor, for example? And whenever there's a thought coming in and wanting to grab you, just for now, just for this moment, be more interested in the sensation in your body, the sensation in your heels right now. And then what is it to notice the outside edge of your feet? Maybe you can sense the fabric of your socks, the shoes, or the carpet, or whatever floor is underneath you. The inner arch of your feet. And just whenever there's something popping up, wanting to pull awareness out of your feet, just for now, just for this moment, find the willingness to come back, to let that stage light be in your feet, inner arch, the balls of your feet, as if you have never felt those feet before, as if you would experience those feet right now for the first time. Like that level of fascination of balls of my feet. How are they touching the floor? And then all 10 toes. And as awareness drops into our feet, imagine those feet would soften just a little bit, just the tiniest amount. Soften and open. So that the boundary between your feet, the floor, and then the dirt underneath the floor and the planet Earth, as if your feet would permeate into the floor, into the Earth, like your energy is merging with the planet's energy. Maybe you can feel that. Maybe you imagine it. And whatever you notice is enough, is good. Okay, now your feet soft and open. And then come up into your ankles. And whatever's going on around you, if there's people talking, if there's noises coming into the room, they don't need to not be here, because awareness can be aware of the sensation in the ankles even if all those sounds are here. Like, they're not disturbing awareness, they're only disturbing the mind. And just for now, just for this moment, we're less interested in what the mind has to say. It's much more interesting to follow this effortless, soft awareness into those ankles. Like, what's going on in this joint today? Can you be aware of any tension? And let awareness soften any obvious tension that we meet. It's not that we have to try to be aware. Like, awareness is what we ultimately are. We're not separate from it. The only thing in the way is our persona. So it can feel like we are stepping out of the way, and just let awareness be aware of the sensation in the calf muscles now. Those calf muscles. Imagine it would just soften away from the bone a little bit. Not a lot. We don't have to let go. If it was that easy, we would not hold that much tension in our bodies, would we? But even a softening of 1 or 2% is so much more comfortable. Like, the difference is so tangible in your calf muscles if you let them melt just a tiny bit. You know. And if there's an exhale or a yawn happening, let that move. You know, the more awareness falls into the body, into the sensations of the body, the system might start to ground, might start to feel a bit heavier. You know, into your shins, the shin bone. And let awareness really be fascinated, captivated by the sensation in those shins. Like, maybe what you notice isn't super comfortable. Maybe it's like, oh, those shins, they're dense. And it's fine. We're just gathering information here. We just want to know every little bit about how it feels to be in this body. Fantastic body. You know. Then bring awareness up into your knees, the patella, the back of your knees. And again, if there's any thought popping up, any plan for tonight or later this day, just return As simple as that. Return to the sensation in your body, the sensation in your knees right now. Give those joints some love, some attention. Okay, now and maybe you start to notice how wherever we bring that stage light, the awareness, it almost automatically starts to soften, to broaden, as if the tissue would, broaden. The boundaries of your knees are not that clear anymore. Maybe. Okay, now awareness just falling into the body, coming out of the thought stream. Being in the thought stream is extremely exhausting, tight at times, so letting awareness come into the body feels much more spacious and so much more comfortable. So no matter what's going on around you, we don't need mind to tell a story about all the noises coming in. We can simply be aware of our thighs now, the thigh muscles, quadriceps, big, strong muscle, and let that melt away from the bone just a tiny bit, as if the muscles would loosen their grip around the bone a tiny amount. They're not taking that grip so seriously as they usually do. Okay, now. And the back of your thighs as well, the hamstring muscles. Same here. Just let them drop a little bit. Okay, now. Come up into your sit bones. Feel them maybe on a chair. Your glutes, your buttocks, and then the sit bones on the chair. Your tailbone maybe in between those sit bones. What's the sensation in and around the tailbone? What can you notice there? And whatever it is enough, is good. We don't need to have an expectation of what it feels like. Just that gathering of information about this body. And the more information we have, the better we can take care of it. And imagine that tailbone, the whole area there is softening too, is opening too. Your tailbone soft and open and rooting also down into the chair, into the floor, all the way down into the earth, into the warm center of the earth. As if your tailbone would dissolve and fall into this planet, like merging with the energy of the earth. And then feel your whole pelvis supported by the chair or any other structure you're sitting on. And come into your hip joints and see if there's any tension that we can relax just a little bit, and without trying to relax it, without it needing to be different. Like any tension is fine, is welcome. We don't need to make it go away. But there's this invitation of maybe softening just a tad. As if that femur head, the head of your thigh bone, wouldn't push into the hip socket that much. As if that joint would relax also a little bit. And maybe you can sense it in your body, or you can imagine that anatomical structure, whatever's easiest for you. Okay, now, hip joints all the way up through the small of your back. And whenever there's a thought popping up, whenever there's a, what's my neighbor doing? What are those people doing outside of the room? Whenever something like that pops up, just return, simply return to the sensation in the body, the sensation in the small of your back now, your low back. And let that low back lean back a little bit, as if it would fall more into the chair, like those vertebrae back down there. Lean back, soften them into the chair. Okay, now, and at the same time, you let your low belly be as soft and open as it wants to. We're so used to not giving that part of the body the space it wants to. But just for now, just for this moment, allow it to take all the space it wants. You know, and then up through the mid-back. And everywhere that stage light shines onto, that awareness comes through, it's like a touch of a feather. Like so soft, so gentle. And everything that's met by this stage light, by this soft touch of the feather of awareness, can just relax a little bit. It's like, oh, okay. Something's here, seeing me. Something is here, holding me. You know, and then also let that mid back fall into the chair. In the back of your solar plex, and in the front, the solar plex in between your rib cage, like just underneath your stomach. And whatever you notice there, it doesn't need to be different. We don't need to change it. We don't need to make maybe the knot go away. We're simply seeing it as awareness. Okay, now. And then up through the vertebrae in between your shoulder blades, back of the heart. Again, let that sternum, let that space in between the shoulder blades be touched by this stage light, by awareness, that soft, gentle touch. It's almost like you petting your cat, your dog. Very soft, very loving as well. Okay, now. And then see if you can let your shoulder blades fall down into the back just a tiny bit more. Okay, now, the tops of your shoulders just soft, just melting down, down, down. Okay, now lean back into your chair. Like everything, your body is held by the chair. Okay, now all the way through the upper arms. Again, the muscles are just releasing their grip around the bone. Tiny little bit. Through the elbows. And what's going on in those elbows right now? What can you notice in this joint? We want to give the joints in our bodies as much awareness as we can, because that's where energy gets stuck. Energy gets a bit stale in there. And as we bring awareness there and we let the joints soften and open, your energy can flow much better. And it feels much more spacious in there then. Which doesn't mean that we have to change it, that we have to make it any different. Like, we as persona have nothing to do with this. It's just awareness being aware of sensations in the body right now. As simple as that. Into your lower arms. And again, the lower arms can hold a lot of the tension of doing. So allow those lower arms to simply rest in your lap, on your thighs, or maybe on the arms of your chair. Let them be heavy. Let them be carried for once. Okay, now into your wrists. Allow those wrists to open and soften as well. Hands, the back of your hands, palms of your hands, all the way through all those 10 fingertips. Let the hands be soft and open. And again, see if or see how your hands are merging with the air, with the space around you. It's not so defined where your hands end and the room begins or the space around you begins. It's like an exchange there. Okay, now, fingertips, soft open hands. Maybe there's a tingling happening in the palms of your hands as we zoom into those palms. It's almost, awareness is as precise as like looking through a microscope. You can zoom in so much that we can start to sense our cells, like every cell in the body. Okay, now, every cell in the body is opening, softening. Okay, now. And then come all the way up through your neck. Feel that cervical spine, sides of your neck. And just stay here with the sensation in the body. No matter if there's any tension in there. Maybe some of it we can simply relax. Maybe some of it stays here and it's fine. It doesn't need to be different. We don't need to change it. Just awareness, being aware of those vertebrae there. Okay, now letting them lean back too. And then come up through the back of your head. Maybe you can even feel the hair, the scalp. Awareness is so fascinated by every little hair on your head. It's like, wow. So much to be aware of. Top of your head. Let that top of your head open and soften as well. So that, again, the energy of the space around you and your energy pouring out the top of your head are starting to have a little exchange there. Like the energy of your body is not separate from the energy around you. We are not separate from everything around us. We can sense that as this exchange of energy in our feet, our hands, our tailbone, top of our heads, but ultimately in every cell of the body. So much communication happening, you know. And then let awareness come into your forehead. And let that forehead be wide, soft and open. Especially a little wrinkle in between our eyebrows. As if those eyebrows would fall a bit to the side of our faces. All the way down behind the eyes. And those eyes, let them fall back into the eye socket. Like let the eyes rest in their socket. Oftentimes they're so used to look and almost pop out a little bit. That forward movement of the eyes, of what's coming, how can I prepare? And just let them relax into their socket and notice how comfortable that is. You know, through the nasal passages, your cheeks, let the cheeks be heavy. Let gravity pull on your face for once, just for now, just for this moment. Into the jaw and just see what is to be noticed in this jaw. It doesn't need to change. It doesn't need to be different. We can simply be aware of the jaw. And by being aware of it, oftentimes it softens almost automatically. Okay, now. Into the chin. The chin is soft, melting as well. The whole face is falling a little bit more towards the floor. Okay, now, and then take a moment to see if you can notice, sense, or imagine the brain in your skull. As if this brain would lean back also, like come out of that forehead, come out of that leaning forward that we often do in our bodies, the pushing forward. Let the brain fall towards the back of your head. And then the back of your head sort of leans back into the air. Maybe there's a supportive structure behind your head, a pillow that you can lean into. Okay, now. From here, imagine we could broaden that stage light. Awareness can broaden. And we can be aware of the whole body at once. Like the top of your head. And at the other end, your tailbone. Both are open, wide, soft, and in this communication, in this exchange of energy. Our hands, our feet, the same, soft, open, wide. Like talking to the room, talking to whatever's surrounding us. Okay, now. And then without narrowing that awareness again, we can also, and at the same time, be aware of our breath. Like awareness doesn't need to focus in one thing. You can be aware of multiple things at once. In fact, you can be aware of everything at once. The whole moment. But for now, let's be aware of the breath. And let awareness find where breath is moving your body. Like there's a movement in our bodies coming with this breathing of ours. You know, maybe it's your belly. Maybe it's your ribs. Maybe it's underneath your collarbones. That expansion with an inhale and a contraction with the exhale. Let awareness now fall into your breath as it is. We don't need to change it. We don't need to manipulate it. We can simply be aware of it as it arises right now. You know, a movement that's just here without us as a persona being involved. The first movement in this body when we're born is breath. And the last movement before we transition out of the body is an exhale. It's breath. Okay, now, and let awareness follow the whole arch of an inhale, like the whole movement from beginning to end of an inhale, and then the whole arch of an exhale from beginning to end. And it's so beautiful to just witness breath. It's as if your breath would tell you a story that is so sweet, so captivating that you would not want to miss one word of it. Okay, now we let awareness fall into the body, fall into the breath. And then as we are watching or witnessing the breath so closely, let's be aware of where an inhale changes to an exhale and where an exhale becomes an inhale, like that turning point in between. And whatever is trying to pull us out of this fascinating breath, let's be more interested in the movement of breathing than anything else, just for now, just for this moment. And as we are watching the turning point of inhale to exhale and exhale to inhale, it's like, oh, there's a pause in between each breath. It's not just inhale and then instantly exhale and vice versa. There's a pause in between. A natural pause. Like a space, a spaciousness in between each breath. Okay, now. And then from here, let's fall even deeper into the moment. And let's hear sounds. Let awareness broaden, let that stage light broaden even more so that it can receive sounds. We don't need to hunt them down. We can simply receive sounds. Sounds that come into the room from outside. Sounds in the room. Your breath, my voice. Maybe there's traffic filtering into the room. Maybe there's voices filtering into the room. Whatever it is, just hear it as awareness. So it doesn't really matter what sound it is. We don't need to know why it's here and what it represents. We're just hearing it as sound. And as awareness, we don't need to have a story of this sound is okay or this sound sucks. You know. And as you're listening to the sounds, let awareness connect to the silence that's here as well. And this silence is most obvious in between the sounds. Like every sound has a beginning and an end. Even though mind might not agree to that, awareness does. Awareness can find that gap in between the sounds where silence is most obvious, but silence is all around, all like beneath and above each sound, everything ultimately. At the beginning of each sentence and at the end of each sentence, there's silence. Let your awareness connect to it. Like awareness connect to what Kieran calls the quietest thing here. Which is not all that special. It's not a secret. It's just the quietest thing in this room, and awareness can connect to it. And once it does, it's as if a space would open up. Like that gap in between the sounds is opening up and we can fall into the gap. It's like falling, diving into a vast, infinite ocean of warm water. And this warm water is holding you. You can fall into it. Maybe you can feel it even on your face, in your hair. Like let it caress your skin, your body, your being. And as we fall into that vast, warm ocean, it might feel like a huge relief for the system to go and bathe in this incredible silence. Almost as if we would come home. Let your system feel this. Let your system be permeated by this. And it's as if like all those open and soft joints, all those open and soft cells in our bodies are drinking the silence, this warm water in. And we can rest and recover, restore here in a way that's not possible otherwise. Like just that open, soft body, open, soft being receiving the silence. Silence is permeating every little corner of our being, especially the ones that we like to hide. And as the silence is permeating every cell, every bit of the body, it might feel like the cells start to vibrate because they get exactly the nourishment they were longing for. A vibrantly alive body. And it's all so visceral, so tangible as an experience in the body. It's nothing really fancy. We don't need special equipment for that. We can just fall into the body And poof, there we go, bathe in silence. Let your being receive. This vast silence. And it's not indifferent, it's not really empty, it's full of life, full of love. It's so good to be here. It's like everything we ever wanted, like all the love we ever wanted. Let this come into your system. Let this touch you. Let this touch your sternum. Even though your sternum might say, no, don't look at me. Just let it be washed by silence. Let it bathe in silence. It's like soaking it in this. Okay, no. As it is, it doesn't need to change. It doesn't need to not hurt. Like as it is, it's brilliant. It's welcome. Okay, no. Just stay here and bathe your sternum in silence, in this vibrantly alive love. And any emotion, anything that's coming up can be met with that gentle, loving awareness. And be invited to bathe with us here. And it might be hugely unfamiliar to just stay here. But sense the safety that's here as well. Like as your body is comfortable in its seat, as your body is soft and open, it can recognize how safe it is here. And therefore allow for the wounded parts to be bathed in silence. You don't need to leave this place, really. But slowly start to find your breath again, like that beautiful anchor that is like a door to the moment, as well as an anchor in when things get really vast, find that breath. And maybe take a few deeper inhales and exhales. You know. And then as you open your eyes again in your own time, notice how you're not leaving your bath in silence. It's still here. And notice how the room might look a bit more alive right now. And then gently Start to move in your seat and reconnect to that soft, open, silent body. Thank you. RevLab.